I call this meeting the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that is 1:05 p.m. on Friday, July 19th, 2019. Present today is Representative Knopp, Representative Laban, Representative Telton, Representative Ortiz, Co-Chair Foster, Representative Wall, Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Josephson, and Representative Merrick, and myself, Vice Chair Johnston, as whoever I am. As we start, please remember to mute your cell phones, and thank you. And there's no one here.
Representative Wilson is joining us.
Oh, sorry. thank you. I'd like to recognize that Representative Wilson is in attendance today. This afternoon, our agenda is to hear House Bill 2002, Appropriation Capital Supplemental Other Appropriation, a bill introduced by the governor. House Bill 201, Appropriation ERA for Permanent Fund Dividend, was listed on the agenda but has been removed for today. With that, I'd like to invite to the table to present for House Bill 2002, Paloma Harbor, Budget Director with the Office of Management and Budget, and Shelley Wellhot, Capital Budget Coordinator with the Office of Management and Budget. And please identify yourself for the record and begin your presentation. And I'd also like to acknowledge that Representative Thompson and Representative Stoops.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Co-Chair Johnston and members of the committee, or Vice Chair, sorry. For the record, my name is Paloma Harbor, and I am the new Budget Director for the Office of Management and Budget. Thank you for the opportunity to come and present to you today on House Bill 2002. Because these projects aren't new to you all, I'm planning on going at a fairly high level. But I do have Shelley here with me, as well as experts, subject matter experts on the phone and in the audience if needed to answer detailed questions.
And would you like to finish your presentation before questions, or would you like questions throughout the presentation?
It's up to you, Representative. I could do it either way. It's a fairly quick presentation, so it probably wouldn't be hard to get through it and then answer questions.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Thank you. Okay. This bill provides nearly $170 million in unrestricted general funds that are necessary to meet federal match requirements, maximize federal funding for project grants, and support projects that were unfunded when a draw from the Constitutional Budget Reserve was not approved during the passage of Senate Bill 19. This slide provides a summary of the capital and operating funding in the bill by agency. And I'm going to walk through them a little bit. The funding to the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development provides $60,000 in match funding for community block grants that leverages $6 million in federal receipts, $7.42 million for the Alaska Travel Industry Association, and $85,000 for Hope Community Resources. The funding to the Department of Corrections provides $2.54 million to match Mental Health Trust Authority receipts and cover renovations required for the Women's Mental Health Unit at Highland Mountain Correctional Center. The funding to the Department of Environmental Conservation provides just over $12 million for village safe water and wastewater infrastructure projects. The funding to the Department of Fish and Game provides $1 million for Cook Inlet stock assessment. The funding to the Office of the Governor provides $2.5 million for costs related to buildings, facilities, and IT system maintenance. The funding to the Department of Natural Resources provides $600,000 in match funds for critical minerals mapping that leverages $6 million in federal funds, $300,000 in state funds that leverages another $300,000 in federal funding to produce a scale bedrock geological map of the Colville River area. and $2.5 million for Arctic Strategic Transportation and Resources. The funding to the Department of Public Safety is a reappropriation of $1.059 million from a driver training center project for the maintenance and renovation of rural trooper housing. The funding to the Department of Revenue provides $8.85 million for Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, which will allow them to apply for HUD, other federal agency, and private foundation grants that target the housing needs of low-income and special needs groups. The funding to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities provides $73.5 million in matching funds for federal highway, aviation, and other program funding, leveraging nearly $900 million in federal funds, $13.5 million for the Alaska Marine Highway System, and $2.2 million for the decommissioning and remediation of Class 5 injection wells. The funding to the judiciary provides $973,000 to improve the court's computer systems security and $1.5 million for deferred maintenance. The funding to the legislature provides just under $4.2 million for building and facility renovation costs. And then also included in the bill is just over $14 million in operating funding, and that's to replace power cost equalization funds that are not available due to the constitutional budget reserve sweep. And these are just a list of where those fiscal impacts are in the budget. Finally, there's $21.69 million for crime bill fiscal notes to replace, again, PCE that's not available. The last substantive section of the bill, Section 8, appropriates funds from the general fund to subfunds and accounts necessary to cover appropriations from those subfunds in fiscal year 2020 to fill holes resulting from the CBR sweep. And that concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Representative Foster.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Can you explain again what's going on with the power cost equalization funds, whether or not, as I understand it, it looks to me like maybe payments would still go out under the program. However, there is also using of the funds for other things as well. Can you explain that?
Through the co-chair, Chair Foster. So at the end of the last special session, I believe, when you passed Senate Bill 19, there were a lot of fiscal notes that went with legislation where the fund source was changed from unrestricted general funds to power cost equalization funds. There were also capital appropriations that were made with power cost equalization funds instead of unrestricted general funds. And that was a last minute change. But because there was not a three-quarter vote, the language for a reverse sweep didn't pass. And so the funds within the power cost equalization account have been swept or will be swept to the constitutional budget reserve and are not available for appropriation in those areas. Does that answer your question?
Madam Chair.
Follow up?
I think there's probably a number of little avenues I may want to go down here. I guess just to go back to what you're saying about what happened previously. So about the fund, the $1 billion that was in the power cost equalization fund, it spun off. It earned about, I believe, around $60 million. Of the $60 million, 32 or so should have gone to the program to be dispersed out to communities around rural Alaska. And then the remaining portion, around $30 million, was community assistance. I think there's a $500,000 that went to renewable energy. And so what did happen before was community assistance was pulled out, and instead of being funded by PCE money, that was funded by UGF funds. And what was put in its place was crime bill, the fiscal notes for the crime bill.
Okay.
So that's what happened there. And so I guess I'm concerned. I'm not sure. From my understanding, it looks to me like some of that $1 billion is being used to pay for other things in the capital budget, or I'm just trying to figure that part out.
Representative Foster, the bill before you, House Bill 2002, replaces everywhere where power cost equalization funds were being used for other projects with unrestricted general funds.
Okay, so it reverses.
That's correct.
See, I have another question on that. Maybe I'll come back to that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Knopp.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just need a memory refresher because it's been a while. But in the original capital budget, I think the request was for 17, in Department of Corrections, there was a request for $17 million for population management. And I think we put contingency language in there at that time, contingent upon the Palmer Correctional Facility reopening. And I think that was vetoed. And now the $17 million is back in this budget, but it doesn't talk about the Palmer Correctional Facility. But you do mention it in your presentation on one of the back sheets here, Palmer Correctional Center. So we were hoping to not send people out of state, but rather to open up the Palmer Correctional Facility. So what is the plan today?
Through the chair, Representative Knopp, the funding, the $16.7 million, is going to the Palmer Correctional Center in the bill, but you are correct. The language related to that made it contingent on a certain population has been is being repealed in this.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Josephson.
Thank you, through the chair. Paloma, what is your last name again?
Harbor.
Harbor.
Like.
Ms. Harbor, following up on the co-chair's question at page 9, traditionally has PCE been used to fund the things that are being proposed there?
Through the chair, Representative, no. This was a last-minute change.
Okay. Follow-up?
Follow-up.
As to, I think, the all-important question on page 12, is it the administration's position that it does not want and might even celebrate the failure of a CBR reverse sweep vote and instead wants to fund these items from UGF? Is that the administration's position?
If I could, we do have Director Arjun in the audience. I'd prefer if she'd speak to the administration's position. Is that all right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Through the chair, Representative, we proposed
Could you please?
We proposed funding these items with general fund in the original governor's proposal. You all chose to put one-time funding in them. The fiscal notes, we believe, should be funded with ongoing general fund appropriations. That's what we're proposing here.
Excuse me, for the record, could you just identify yourself?
OMB Director Donna Ardwin.
Thank you. Follow-up?
Ms. Ardwin, the deadline for getting our share of the federal match is when? Is it July 31 or August 1?
Through the chair, there is no deadline for getting the match. The Department of Transportation would like to get the match so to continue its cash flow and continue to make sure projects are construction goes on as scheduled. There's not a hard and fast deadline.
Follow up. Through the chair, Ms. Ardwin, why is the Washington, D.C. delegation, our congressional delegation, so anxious about this issue if there's no hard and fast deadline?
Through the chair, I can't speak for them, but certainly we all would like to have the federal match so that we can continue the construction as scheduled this summer.
Follow up. Why is it the policy of the administration to capture $2 billion in these accounts that have been that were founded and then repeatedly sort of capitalized and recognized for decades? Why is it the administration's position to end that and put all of those funds into the CBR. What is the administration's view on that, and why is it the administration's view?
Through the chair, our folks were being very generous here. The issues that we're addressing in this bill were put in place by this committee. The replacement of the last minute replacement of fund sources to the PCE, and then the legislature put a reverse sweep in that it didn't have the votes for. We're following the law, we're following the Constitution. This bill fixes those problems.
Paula?
One more.
You said you're following the law and the Constitution, but you're, as I understand it, and I haven't looked at the case recently, but in Hickel versus Cooper, it expressly noted that authorities are, their funds are not capturable, they're not sweepable. And is the administration concerned about another lawsuit relative to that?
Through the chair, we actually have a presentation on the sweeps, and we'd be happy to make that for you, made it at Senate Finance, to go through the criteria set out by the Department of Law in conjunction with that suit to take us through what's sweepable and what's not.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Representative Foster, you weren't pointing out to somebody else, it was for you.
I just wasn't sure if there was somebody else who wanted to speak. I'll be double dipping here. I keep hearing that the legislature, for example, failed to do a reverse sweep, and therefore the power cost equalization has now been swept over to the CBR. I just wanted to point out, to my understanding, PCE has never been swept before. It wasn't swept under Walker. It wasn't swept under Murkowski, Parnell, Cooper, going back to the 80s when the program was first created. And so I just keep hearing this. It was the failure of the legislature to not achieve a three-quarter vote to reverse what happened to the PCE. But the PCE, this is a situation that's never happened before. And so I just wanted to, there's more to that story, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Ortiz.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Ms. Harper. So with this submission of the capital budget, are you prepared to speak about what's not included in relationship to the original capital budget that was sent to the administration? In other words, you've talked about some things that are included. Are there some specific things that are not included in your capital budget that were a part of the capital budget that was sent to you?
Through the chair, Representative Ortiz, there may be some items from the original capital bill that are not included in this bill. This bill was just to meet critical holes and appropriations.
Follow up. But you're not prepared to speak as to what those items are, is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Ortiz, no, I would have to do a comparison of what was vetoed and what's in this bill and what the differences are.
Okay, follow up? Actually, it's not a follow up, but a different question, if I could. So going to your, I think this looks like a $1 million addition to Fish and Game. Is it? Am I right about that? A $1 million addition, or? Yeah.
Through the chair, Representative Ortiz, there is $1 million going to Fish and Game for Cook Inlet stock assessment.
And would you characterize that as a direct add to the capital budget that wasn't reflected in any prior submission from the legislature, was it?
Through the chair, Representative Ortiz, the governor did submit the appropriation or the request originally. The legislature did not include it in their version of the bill, but the department does feel that it's critical.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Representative Laban.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I'll help you with a couple of the line items that are not included in this capital budget rollout. Would be the university capital maintenance piece. Did that come up in your discussions internally about what to include and not to include? I believe that number was 5 million.
Through the chair, Representative Laban, I was not a part of the conversations. I have started since this was developed. So I don't know what all was discussed and how it was discussed, but I do believe there is capital funding for university deferred maintenance. It's just not at the original level.
Follow up? Was the Interior Energy Project, is that funded? Now, that was proposed for funding through the ADA receipts. That was $4 million. Is that included?
Did I
miss that?
Representative Laban, that is not included.
Was that discussed?
Again, I was not a part of the conversations, so I do not know if it was discussed. But I do know that the veto reason online was that we need to make cuts.
Through the chair, we did not include anything the governor vetoed. We're not suggesting it be funded now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Representative Knopp.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Ardwin, I understand you didn't put any of the veto stuff back in, but I need to ask you about the court system, you know, not the 336,000, but I believe there was an additional 1.2, was there not, that was vetoed in the prior capital budget. I think it was for, salary adjustments for the court employees. And so I'm kind of curious, ma'am, why, with the fixes we did to the crime bill and the expectations for increased costs, and and then the 336,000 that was vetoed, I'm not sure if that come out of their operational end or what's that function?
I think, Representative Knopp, that is out of the operating budget.
That's out of the operating budget.
Yes.
So I guess I'm just a little concerned that adjustment. I just want your thoughts on that. I mean, is it all part of cost savings here, or why we didn't consider that? Just want to come back out.
To the chair, I would prefer if we could go through this bill and not talk about the operating budget.
Representative Josephson.
Through the chair, for Ms. Ardwin, Ms. Harber said that part of the impetus for this budget was a consideration for budget cuts, and I see that it recommends a total UGF of almost $169 million. Can you remind us what Senate Bill 19 drew from any source, CBR even? What was, as written by the legislature, what was the budget for Senate Bill 19?
Through the chair, Representative Josephson, can you clarify your question? Are you asking what finally passed and what the fund sources were behind it, or?
Follow up. My recollection is that the legislature was also not intending to spend more than $169 million. I don't remember our capital budget as delivered, even with a failed CBR. In other words, had the CBR been realized and passed, what would we have spent from the CBR and from other sources on capital expenses? That's my question.
Through the chair, Representative Josephson, we'll come back to you with that. I don't have that number with me.
Thank you. Representative Knopp.
Madam Chair, it's not necessarily a question I have here, but I would like to remind OMB, in fact, that the title of this bill says capital appropriations, supplemental appropriations, and other appropriations. And so I don't understand the rationale not wanting to talk about the appropriations. So just for the record, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Yes, just one.
Representative Josephson.
Through the chair, for Ms. Ardwin, you've indicated that Department of Transportation is concerned with keeping a seamless flow of dollars toward its grantees. But you've also indicated that there's no firm deadline, so relative to the federal match. So could we resolve this in the fall? I mean, just hypothetically, could we deal with the capital budget sometime before Thanksgiving and still get our federal match?
Through the chair, if you're asking when we could get federal match, we could get it through the fiscal year. What I was expressing for the department was the construction season and their cash flow, and they want to be able to continue those projects. It is possible that if they don't finish those projects, we will relinquish the federal match to be spent on them. So clearly the sooner the better for the construction projects.
Representative Ortiz.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Ms. Harper, going back to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, in relationship to the Alaska Marine Highway. You speak, or the proposal, the budget proposal speaks of the $13,500,000 going into vessel maintenance and replacement. However, the capital budget that we submitted did include, it's my understanding, proceeds from vessel sales going back into the replacement fund. Can we assume that that's not going to happen under your proposal?
Through the chair, Representative Ortiz, if it was a vetoed item, it's not in this legislation. As Director Ardwin mentioned, we did not replace vetoed items in this bill. Is that, I don't know if it was vetoed, I'm sorry.
Well, it's my understanding that we're not talking about vetoes of the operating budget. We're talking about.
No, this
about
is capital, right?
Yeah. It was my understanding that those monies that I spoke of were a part of the capital budget that was sent to you.
That's correct. Through the chair, Representative Ortiz, those funds were vetoed, it looks like. Proceeds from the sale of Alaska Marine Highway System assets were vetoed. So, no, they are not included in here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Lebon.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. As I think back at the original rollout of the governor's budget, there was utilization of ADA receipts in the statutory budget reserve for funding the budget. Is it the administration's position now that utilizing ADA receipts for even a modest amount of the capital budget is now hands off?
Through the chair, we proposed using some ADA receipts for one-time funding of the oil tax credits. It wasn't an ongoing funding source. It was a one-time funding source that was offered up by ADA.
And that was a sizable sum of money, as I recall. Well over $100 million.
Through the chair, the legislature chose instead to fund the prospective bonding program for those credits.
Viewpoint on the statutory budget reserve and how that money might be used in a capital budget appropriation, or is that hands off? I mean, that's not within the discussion today.
Through the chair, that money's been swept.
Thank you.
Representative Knopp.
So, Ms. Harbert, thank you, Madam Chair. Since this budget is funded out of UGF dollars and the vetoed $1 billion of the transfer to the general fund out of the last appropriation, is there money to fund this budget? Where are we at?
Through the chair, Representative Knopp, there's about $200 million available right now. We're still working on the final numbers of exactly how much is available and how much with this legislation and the Section 8 specifically where we're looking to fill the gap, how much there is. So we'll get those numbers to you.
Representative Wall.
With regards to timeline and urgency, we hear that if we don't do this projects will not be completed. In my town of Fairbanks, for example, they're redoing the Mitchell Expressway and other major projects. And when these capital discussions come up, they go, oh, that was funded years ago. We're on a lag. So of all these projects, how many of them have been funded already and are not going to be interfered with? And how many of these projects here will be for future years? So it seems like a lot of times these DOT projects are on a lag where they're funded years ago and they have no threat of being cut off this year.
Through the chair, that's a question the department might be able to answer for you. We don't have that information.
And I apologize, Representative Wall. You asked as far as when, how long of a lag we have with the federal funds before they are thrown back into the pot for other states?
Well, no, that's a different question.
Okay, that's fine.
When they fund all these projects and they say we got to get the money tomorrow or the mm-hmm. project will stop, but when you ask someone about a project, they say, oh, no, that was funded years ago. We're operating on funds from, the previous year or two. So.
Oh, I see what you said. Thank you. Sorry, I was multitasking. Sorry. Representative Lebon.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Federal matching, looking at the list on slide 8, matching various projects, federal highway projects to federal matching dollars. Are we leaving any federal matching dollars on the table with this budget? Are we capturing all that's available?
Through the chair, Representative LeBond, for these projects, we're capturing it all.
All of it?
Yep.
Thank you.
Any other Representative Josephson?
Yes, through the chair. Follow up on Representative LeBond's question. Is that a principle of the administration that it's important to capture all the federal revenue for capital budgets, or how does the administration view that question?
Through the chair, yes, we propose to capture all of the federal transportation dollars allocated for Alaska.
Okay, and follow up?
Follow up?
At 11 a.m. this morning, the committee was on the floor, and typically I would attend the other body's finance committee meeting, time allowing. My understanding is, relative to Ms. Harber's question or description of Section 8, that Mr. Teal and our counterparts in the other body may have found that indeed this budget can't be funded within the constraints of previous vetoes and Senate Bill 26, et cetera. Was there an exchange like that that you could tell us about in the other body, just so we have a sense of that?
Through the chair, Representative Josephson, Director Teal, alleged Director Teal, did present to the Senate Finance this morning. I was not in attendance during his portion of the presentation, but I do believe his numbers show a shortfall. Again, we're still working on our numbers.
Thank you. Any other questions? I have one follow-up question, and it's again about the federal funds, the federal matching funds. And I know in the past the state of Alaska has been on the recipient sides of LAPS federal funds for aviation and highways from other states. And do we have a date of when, if we do not take advantage of these matching funds, when they go back into the pot?
Through our chair, Representative Johnston, I don't have that date. I'm not sure what, if it's September 30 when the federal year changes. I don't know how the DOT federal funds work exactly. It might be a question the department could answer.
Okay. I think if there's a chance, that would be very helpful for us, because I think that's an important date to know. I would imagine probably what happens is we get a federal heads up, mm-hmm, of when the funds might be basically. Yes.
Okay, so I can speak on a separate example. So normally around this time for labor grants, the feds are reviewing what we've spent to date, and if we haven't met a certain target, then they will put that out for reallocation to other agencies to be spent by September 30th. And so that would be happen if we were behind on spending our federal funds. I don't know if DOT has a similar.
If you could get back to me, that would be very helpful.
Sure.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Our next meeting will be at 1 tomorrow, and the date tomorrow, what's the date today? Tomorrow, July 20th, we, with this, at 1:38, we will be adjourned.